Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare ass moon.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, it's another Fat Guy Radio Show coming at you live, ladies and gentlemen, from the BDB Radio Network studios. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the Honey Badger's replacement on the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
It's me.
Did you really?
It's me. I'm replacing the Honey Badger. We look exactly alike, DT.
No, you do not.
I am a split image of the Honey Badger.
Okay, first of all, you're white.
True.
Second of all, you don't have golden hair.
Yes, I do.
He doesn't have any hair.
Thank you, Lip.
Right? No hair whatsoever.
I look exactly like the Honey Badger.
You look like the Honey Badger if the Honey Badger got eaten by the Honey Badger. And then a bear ate that Honey Badger because Honey Badger don't take stuff.
I reject your reality and substitute my own. I am a split image. We are the same physical. We have the same physical features. We're the same height. We have the same muscle tone.
Please give me whatever kind of cocaine he's on.
I am the Honey Badger's replacement for the Arizona Cardinals. And you know what they call me?
What?
The Homie Badger.
The Homie Badger.
The Homie Badger.
The Homie Badger. See, I thought you were going to go with something else like, you know, they call me the Splenda Badger.
No.
Like some kind
of... Oh, something like a sweetener?
Yeah.
They call me the Creamer Badger.
The Creamer Badger. I'm the Hazelnut Badger.
Or the Fat
Bastard. Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hold on a minute. Here comes my Uber. Oh, my Uber! My Uber! Too soon?
They don't struck what, you, man.
What happened?
Too soon?
What happened with the Uber? I must be out of the loop. The Uber crashed?
Dude, yeah. You really are out of the loop?
I guess I'm really out of the loop.
Uber self-driving. Okay, don't kill.
Hold on a minute. Let's get...
Wait, let's
get this out of the way first. Let's get this out of the way. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims of this accident. Uber, wait, there's my Uber. Okay, hold on. Oh, wait. Okay, so DT.
All right.
Uber, of course.
In my neck of the woods.
We broke the news that Uber was testing their autonomous driver cars here in Arizona.
Yes.
Okay. Here in Phoenix and in Tempe. Well, one this past week killed a lady.
Wow.
Crashed and killed a lady. And they're still trying to figure it out. So Uber has completely suspended their autonomous driver program, test programs in all states. I guess I didn't realize it had expanded to like 11 different states.
Yeah.
Wow. Did
you see the video though of like the actual crash?
No, I saw that they posted the video, but yeah. I hadn't.
Wait, so when did this happen?
This was earlier this week.
I want to say either Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. I guess I didn't hear anything about it because I'm not on social media like that anymore.
That's true.
I'm like out of the loop.
But it was on the news.
I don't watch the news. Yeah. I watch Crunchyroll.
Do you listen to the radio?
I don't listen to the radio. I listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
So unless it's said on Fat Guy Radio Show at fatguyradioshow.com, I'm not listening to it.
And you don't listen to this show either. Wait, where's my Uber? Oh.
I lost my phone in the Uber.
So she was actually jaywalking.
Lip, I don't know that piece of the news. Yeah. She was jaywalking.
She was not in a crosswalk while crossing
so
the street.
So she wasn't even in.
So
okay.
It wasn't a lady in Uber. It's just that the Uber autonomous car hit a lady that was jaywalking. That explains why the accident happened in Tempe. Because everybody jaywalks in Tempe.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing was there was somebody in the car and they were like.
So they had a rider?
Yeah, he was just in there to like, I don't know.
Was it the backup driver or was it an actual passenger?
And a backup driver.
Oh, so there was a backup driver. Oh, wait. Uber! Oh, damn!
Well, he wasn't even paying attention to the road. This is probably like, I don't know, maybe 5 in the morning or something.
Why would
like
he
that?
Need to pay attention when the car robot's doing everything?
Well, yeah, and like the car robot would stop to let people pass when they're in a crosswalk. Ladies and gentlemen, don't jaywalk. That's why you get a ticket for it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to take a walk across the street here in Tempe and go and get me. There, look, there's an Uber. Oh, ow, ow, my ankle.
Wait, what was that last part?
I hit this one on my mistake.
I like, dang, I thought that was you Uber dropping into the
Uber took a deuce.
Tempe Lake over there.
Yeah, that's what it was, Lip. Way to pull me out of that one. Oh, there's the Uber down in Tempe Town Lake.
Wow.
Dude, okay. Wow. Self-driving cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly. We did not anticipate this happen. Did we not anticipate this happen? This is not the year of the Jetson. We're not ready for this.
No.
We're not ready for this technology.
Well, it's not the technology that has the problem. We're not ready for human stupidity. Because obviously, you're going to cross the street. Humans are stupid to be like, oh, you know what? There's no crosswalk here. There's no safe apparatus for me to cross in. I'm just going to try my luck. That's what happens. When I see little essays walk across my street, like little kids and stuff, I'm like, look, kid, you better act like you are allergic to steel because my car is coming full speed. 25 miles an hour in the residential.
Of course.
Which is full speed. But I'm not stopping for you.
No.
Because there are labeled crosswalks and whatnot, and there's designated spots. I got to stop at a stop sign. So if you want to cross by a stop sign.
But look at it this way. You're right. We're not ready for... The technology can't, no technology can really replace human stupidity. However, mm-hmm. if it was a live person behind the wheel, there would have been lesser of a chance of dumbass becoming road pizza.
Well, apparently there was a human behind the seat, but he was
distracted.
Stupid.
Why would he be stupid if his job is to sit there and be able to take over the car if the car gets out of control? The car was not out of control. The car was clearly doing what a car does. The human is the one that made the mistake that was outside of the car. So is there like a mechanism that takes over when there's human stupidity in the way?
There should be. It's simple. Like I forgot what company has a car that like the moment there's a while it's driving, the moment there's a person that comes in front of the car, it stops automatically.
Buick.
If they put that technology into the Uber, self-driving Ubers, then the jaywalking thing is solved.
See, I don't think...
But what if you're traveling at a certain speed and they're, like, really close
there's
to you?
There's just nothing you can do at that point.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
You're at the point of impasse. Here, Lip, I didn't realize that she was not in the car. I honestly... And I didn't look all into the story. I'll admit, I didn't look all into the story.
You got a leg up on me. I didn't look into the story at all. I didn't know about the story.
But I didn't realize that she was outside of the car. So if that's the case, if she was outside of the car...
Then we're good.
There is no reason for Uber to suspend their program.
There isn't. There really isn't.
Why is Uber... Because all the news headlines that I was reading, Lip, it looked as if Uber was admitting fault.
Well, they're probably suspending their whole program just because they take flack for everything.
But that's not their fault if their car hit someone in a that was jaywalking and it killed her. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry that she's dead.
I agree.
I'm sorry that she's dead, but the bottom line is this is when it comes back to like, you know, someone that's always throwing knives in the air when they die by a knife stabbing, you can't question that.
Yeah, I'm sorry she wasn't able to get to her cafe latte at the McDonald's.
And that was down in Lip's neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. That was actually right down the street. She was trying to get to the Filiberto's.
Was it a Mexican lady or was it? What was
I
it?
Didn't know.
You didn't know what she was?
Whatever hipster thing she was going to, because that's what all Tempe is full
that's
of.
That's all Tempe.
They had a bike and everything. They were crossing.
It was more than one?
No.
So she was riding her bike. Oh, that's
she wasn't
that's
even riding her bike. She was like walking it.
Oh, so
Wait. Hold up. Hold up.
Hold on. Let me stop the car.
Wait a minute. If you are walking a bike across the street and you decide that it behooves you to jaywalk?
To jaywalk.
And you are subsequently irrevocably taken out by a self-driving car.
Autonomous vehicle.
You deserve it. I'm sorry. If you have something hindering you from being able to go into a full sprint to avoid danger,
uh-huh.
then you need to take the safest passage. Jaywalking is not the safest passage if you have a bike stroller or a little baby in your arms.
So here's what's interesting, though, bro. She adhered to the rule of walking your bike across the street because, you know, they say don't ride your bike. She was smart enough to adhere to that rule. But I bet you anything, if I looked at Doug in it a little bit more, she was probably within 100 yards of a walk of a crosswalk. Because probably. If I look at Tempe, and Tempe, the way that I remember Tempe, there's an intersection every 15 feet.
Yep.
So there's a good chance that she just wanted to skirt the crosswalk. But, hey, I'm not going to break all the laws. I'm going to walk my bike across the street. Oh, wait, here comes an Uber.
Now she's riding bikes in heaven.
And then I think she had that little rental bike, the yellow one.
Oh, no!
Now that company's probably going to sue because that bike is dead.
Oh, man. So she got hit by Uber. She dead it. And now her estate is on for the $15 bike rental.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
There he is.
Where?
Right there.
Oh my God, what happened to him?
All right, it's a regular hot dog cart in here, huh? All right, fellas, here's how it works. $1 to look at it, $2 to touch it, $3 to watch me touch it. My apologies. $5 to touch it while I touch my toes, $6 to touch it while I touch your toe. Hey, look, fellas, I wish I could give you a deal here, but my pimps are real ball-like, you know what I mean? So it's $10 for a BJ, $12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
What's a ZJ?
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
I got $4.
Barry, we didn't come here for a BJ or a ZJ or any kind of a J.
Move along then. I got a mouth to feed.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
You, oh, get into my car. Yes, you, oh, get into my car.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnatic all over the world. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there, Flippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad dad.
For our live stream viewers on Facebook exclusively now, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at the show, at Fat Guy Radio Show, just like Lady K did, where she sent in a tweet that says, that was good. And a whole lot
of
kisses. I won't tell her where I put my phone when I got those kisses. All right, hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Everything you need or want, start at Amazon. Also, use your Prime benefits or sign up for Prime and take advantage of free two-day shipping, music streaming, Amazon video, and Kindle books, all through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, so easy, they put a smile on the side of the box. Lip, give him a little smile. Aw, there you go. Nobody knows that one of your tooths is dead. All right, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I really didn't know all those details about that Uber car, but Lip...
He knew everything.
He knew all, because it was in his backyard.
Yeah, I knew nothing.
It was in his backyard. Well, we are back from being away from you for a week, and a lot has happened. Parenting for me is difficult, but I still love them. And I miss my boys. I really missed you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
I really did. I wanted to embrace everybody when they walked into the studio today. Nobody was having none of that. The boys were just like, nah, we're heteros. And I'm like, come on, just, you know, we're friends. Let's embrace. Let's get a little love. I didn't get nothing.
Nope.
Nothing whatsoever.
No.
I got blackballed by my friends. I miss Lip. I know when Lip misses me because he smiles at me when he sees me for the first time.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I know he's missed me. He was smiling when he walked in the studio.
Oh, then he must have really missed me because he hugged me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You two embraced?
Like, we were laying on the couch for a quick 5 seconds.
In the break room down there?
Yeah.
You two jerk store son of a biscuits.
He, like, literally, any longer we probably would have been naked.
What's up?
Really? You embraced DT when you walked in and I couldn't get nothing?
He took all my energy.
What can I say? I'm a hugger.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
And I have something special for you today.
Oh, yeah? What?
Nothing. Now, I'm not going to give it to you. No.
Is it food?
No, it wasn't food.
Well, then
food.
I don't care about it.
I literally missed you guys. We were off last week. I missed everybody. It was really because all of our schedules got out of whack. We tried to move it to Wednesday, and then Wednesday wouldn't work. And then
DT's plan ended up failing on Wednesday, so.
And did your plans go through on Wednesday?
No, they went through.
You are lying, three-quarters.
I'm not lying.
You got that look on your face where you are telling a bold-faced lie.
That's just my face. That's
he just wanted some extra time.
That's just a lie.
No, my plans went through.
Well, I'm going to give you an out anyway because GCU was invited to the CIT tournament.
Oh, snaps.
And so we ended up having a game last week on Wednesday night, so it wouldn't have worked anyway. But so we're sorry that we weren't with you last week, but we were back this week, and we love you
My plans fell through.
I know it, you rat son of a... I can't really get mad because it would have been canceled anyway because I would have had to go to a GCU game.
See, so
are you sad that your plans didn't go through?
A little bit.
Really?
But it's okay.
I had some sad moments during our time off last week too.
Like the day where I didn't reply after you kept blowing me up?
Absolutely. Lip, I reached out to DT because DT said that he was going to not only were we going to be off last week, he was also going to be on vacation from your numbers job.
Yeah.
So I work from home. I have my phone with me.
No,
I don't think that was the case. I have my phone with me. So I had like a little lull in my day, a very, very rare moment in my day, Lip. So I decided to pick up my old cellular device and text DT. Something that we have done in the past, just to bother him, just to see, hey, what's going on, just to chat him up, just, you know, make sure he's not just sitting at home, sitting in the shower, listening to Whitney Houston songs, playing his ukulele by himself, butt naked. You know, I wanted to
What I do.
Everything you deserve.
I wanted to just reach out. I had what we call an olive branch, and I was reaching it out to who I thought was my friend. And we text back, and then not only did he stop texting back, I knew the conversation was dying when he started responding with one-word answers.
Did I start responding with
one-word? Your last two responses were one-word answers.
No.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
My last response was a series of one words. I said Siri and Siri came on.
You said series and Siri popped up.
Yeah. But the one before that was not a one-word answer. Because you said, oh, and I'm texting you, and there's a whole bunch of context before that, and I was like, ha, 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 I need to be that productive.
Okay.
And then...
Ha, ha, ha is the symbol of you put ha, ha, ha knowing damn well you were not laughing at the time.
No, when I put ha, 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 I do laugh.
The response before that, Lip, true. The word response before that, and it's easy.
No, but I say... Yeah, but it's a school, and it's easy. There was two different texts. They were all conjoined.
And now what was my last word? Who got the last word? This was the last word that he has an iPhone, so I can see when he read it.
You can't see when I read it. I took that off.
I can see when you read it. I'm Corey Blaze.
No, you can't.
It says, okay.
I'll leave you alone.
I'll leave you alone.
With a kimono on. Is that a kimono or a robe?
I don't know what that is.
Let's go samurai kimono.
Samurai kimono.
All right.
My feelings were a little hurt, but then I was like, okay, you told me, and I won't go into all the details, but you told me you were in the middle of doing something.
Yeah.
So I figured you were in the middle of doing something. But you know, if it was me and we hadn't seen each other for the whole week, I would have been like, hey, let me stop for a few minutes.
But it's not like it hasn't been the whole week. Those text messages were coming on what day was this? It wasn't even
Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday. So we literally hadn't seen each other for 4 days.
But I had already started missing you guys. I have DT withdrawals. I have Philippius withdrawals.
And why is it the only time I've ever gotten a text?
Thank you, Lip.
He has withdrawals, but this is the only time I've ever gotten a text from him outside of the reminder of the show.
You are lying. In the past, a year ago, we used to
fell off. So you can't expect me just to rekindle the text conversation and know how that dynamic is supposed to be right off the bat.
I'm scrolling all the way back through our text of 2017 and there's just nothing but sexting going on. That was our thing. What?
No. And then you had texted me before that on Saturday to tell me what a great job I did on the freeze frame.
Yeah, because I was proud of you, so therefore you know by that you realize that I was.
And that's the beginning of my thread.
You know what?
I have no more messages after that.
You know what I will do from this point forward is that when I'm missing you guys, I'll just start Snapchatting the hell out of Lady K. That's what I'll do because okay. She responds back to me like that.
That's good. She likes to answer my mopak with the waving arm flap.
Lip, I didn't even try because Lip already told me that he was gonna be busy.
No.
So I didn't even try, but you were off on vacation, and that's why
I slept most of my days. I played a couple video games. I got that thing we talked about to do the thing we talked about.
Right.
And
but you were on my mind the whole time because that's all my kid was talking about.
You were the furthest thing from my mind.
See, that just hurts my heart. My soul got cold when he said that.
The reason why you're the furthest thing from my mind is because then I feel bad and I feel like I have to make a trip here on my vacation.
No, you don't. We could have just
I'm going to have to call you and be like, hey, can you meet me at the studio? Then I got to go to your house.
Or I would have came down and we could have met somewhere.
You're going to gum past Thunderbird.
Dude, I've been to Hula's like 4 times in the last two weeks.
Oh, we should have went to Hula's.
No deal. Maybe if we would have had a longer conversation. I don't know. My Jewish choked up my Jewish.
Oh, you guys made me Jew.
You got them Jewish balls.
Oh, lip.
It's the matzah.
We could have met down at Hula's because you know they're going to be up plumbing that thing pretty soon.
We got to go before they close.
June. And even though last time I went to Hula's, not to get off the fact that you broke my heart, but last time I went to Hula's, Matt, my favorite bartender,
no longer
completely gave me the brush off. I was like, Matt, hey, Matt, it's Corey. Corey over here. Corey, Matt, let's take a picture. Matt. He gave me the complete just...
You know my little Asian girl doesn't work there anymore. She hasn't been there for a while.
They switching out all kind of people, yeah. But our bartenders are the same. And I wanted to have a picture with Matt because he did such an amazing job on the bartending competition that was happening down at the other little restaurant down there that I don't go to because it's weird to order. And I was like, you know, I told my server, I said, hey, let Matt know that I want to take a picture with him and send him over. It's like, okay, I'll let him know. And I'm like sitting there and went through the whole dinner and everything else, the dinner meeting that I was there for. And then my server comes back over to bring us a check. And I'm like, hey, where's Matt? He says, I told him, I guess he just didn't want to come over here.
Wow.
I was like, oh, man.
Did you go confront Matt?
No, I didn't go because it was really busy. It was really busy.
That's why he couldn't come over. He was too busy making the drinks. He's a drinkologist.
I'm Corey Blaze. He could have took 3 minutes to come over and take a picture with the fat guy.
Bet you if I would have went, he would have came over.
No, because then he sent me an Instagram message.
Oh.
After I posted a picture of his amazing drink. Ooh, had a little bit too much to drink that night. But it was a good time.
What drink? What was the name of the drink?
I had the fruity one. Which one? I forgot which one it is.
You always got the fruity one.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that so much. All right, we're up on a break, I know. What you know this drink when you see it, DT. It's one of their most popular ones. This one.
Oh, I know that one right off the bat.
It's on my Instagram
page. That's my favorite.
The Hawaii 5-0.
That's my go-to. That's what I get every single time.
I told them I wanted something fruity, and that's what they bought me. Yeah. They brought me the Hawaii 5-0.
That's my favorite. That's remember that day I did the black and white, and I took a picture of that cup at Hula.
Is that what that was?
That was the Hawaii 5-0.
It's a good Hawaii 5-0. All right, folks, we're going to take... I'm going to get the Jewish out of my throat, and we're on the other side of this break. I figured out why DJ Khaled is so happy about his kid. Because his kid is... He's literally forcing that little cute baby up on the internet. And everybody's embracing it. But I got some background news as to why it's so big. And I'm also going to try to make DT giggle like a little girl. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target wants you to know about their two-day free shipping on hundreds of thousands of items when you shop using your Target Red Card. Don't have the Red Card? No worries. Sign up just like me at fatguyradioshow.com/target and enjoy exclusive Target Red Card specials. And remember, Target offers you the options to pick up at your favorite store or have it delivered to your door. Whichever way you want it, get started at fatguyradioshow.com/target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. Target, expect more, pay less. Welcome back to the show, everybody. So DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
DT, you were following him on Snapchat at one point.
I was until I realized that dude is freaking annoying with his snaps.
And how many of his snaps were his kid involved?
Oh, when I was following him, none.
None at the time?
Yeah,
so it's been a while.
I don't think he had a kid yet.
His kid is all over Instagram. His kid is all over the internet. His kid was on the last award show that he was on, and he was hosted and everything else.
Yeah.
And it's a cute baby.
Okay.
I'll give him that. It's a cute baby. But this is why I believe DJ Khaled is so happy about parading his child around.
Why?
Yes, he's a happy papa. That's a given. Yes, he has a beautiful son. That's a given. DJ Khaled's a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean everything on him is in adequate proportions. Him parading his child around is his way of proving that his equipment was able to produce a child, if you follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Basically meaning he made it to where it went further enough to do what it needed to do.
Oh, so you're saying that he's using the kid as proof that his Wang Wang can do the thing.
His Wang Wang, that's the only, he's the fat guy syndrome, I know it, I experience it, and I live it, and that's the reason why DJ Khaled is so happy about his son.
I want to know who the baby mama is.
I saw her, I think I saw her on the side, but she's not big.
Is she bad? Does she look good?
She look okay.
I'm actually going to look that up right now.
She look okay. But I believe that's the reason why that kid is everywhere, because DJ Khaled is so happy. That's my son. Yeah. He's really saying, my thang was able to make a baby.
My boys can swim and my thang can work.
My thang was able to get back far enough to make a baby. Lip, you know how good.
Yeah, he had to do like a scissor move or something.
Something. Or
push the belly up on a.
Or artificial insemination turkey baster baby.
Nah.
You don't think he went? Nah. He's got the money.
Oh, Stephania.
Is she good looking?
Dela Cruz. She cute.
She's not big,
Puerto
is she?
Or something or what?
Is she big?
She's probably thick.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Never mind.
Is that not her?
No, wrong one.
Do you tell that? Google search Sophia Vergara.
Google all kinds of stuff coming up.
Hello, we're waiting on a response here.
Hold on, hold on. No.
He got like 10 different girls right now.
Yeah, like.
So we don't know who the baby mama is?
The baby mama is.
Busted.
Is Nicole Tuck.
And what does Nicole Tuck look like?
She got hit by a truck.
She was the Uber.
Just like
the
name. Just like the name says.
Uh oh.
She looks like she needs to tuck.
Is she big?
No.
Oh, if she's big too, there's no way that's not a turkey baster baby.
Maybe she had. Maybe she. Pictures.
She. I don't know. I don't know. What do you say is big? Is this too big?
No.
No.
No, that's not too big. That's,
she a little thick. She
that's
a little
thick.
Yeah, she.
But look at DJ Khaled as DJ's holding up a picture of DJ Khaled and Mama Truck or whatever the hell her name is.
Tuck.
Lip.
She's tall. Unless she got some big old heels on.
Lip.
She got a little bit of heels on.
Lip. Scissor.
Yeah.
There's no way. It had to be scissors.
He had to like lay backwards with his belly up towards his chin.
It had to be scissors, man.
Yeah.
But that's why he's so proud of that little boy, because he finally was able to do it. It's not like he ain't tried. He DJ Khaled. There ain't no way he ain't been trying. And then it finally reached the right point.
He don't even look that big, though.
He's a big dude.
He don't even look that big, though.
He a big dude.
He's bigger than you.
But he don't even look that big. He look like he may be able to still see his junk.
No, no. Oh, God, there's a mortal lock that's not possible. Look,
Do you know his package size?
I do. DJ Khaled and I have the same thing. We carry our weight very well. I'm not as big as the scales. I don't appear as big as the scale says that I do. Because
I don't know.
Hold,
you do look five.
We do hold.
100
pounds. That's so hurtful. We do
See, that's
hold
the
our
thing.
Weight.
It's not just some people are big because it's all in their belly, you know?
DJ Khaled has it all in his gut. I've seen him shirtless.
Nah.
He's got it all in his gut. There's pictures of him. I'm telling you, he's only excited for his one of
he's
the main reasons.
He's big all the way around. Like,
okay, that's even more.
Yeah.
That's even more of an argument, the fact that there ain't no way that.
Again, yeah, he little and big at the same time. You know what I mean?
he had all that black on. You know what they say about black.
Black is like slimming. Why do you think I wear it almost every other show?
Oh, because I thought you wanted to go as nude. And not get pulled over for decent exposure.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
Told you I'd make him giggle like a girl.
Oh my God. Oh, did you really pull that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I told him I was going to make him giggle.
That was classic.
We even made him blush.
Cable box to watch TV?
Nope.
Don't we need a run?
Nope.
It just explodes in a high pitched.
Yeah.
I refuse to laugh at that stupid commercial. I'm laughing because you're laughing. I'm not laughing at that stupid commercial.
You know that commercial is so good.
That commercial is stupid. I told you I was going to make you giggle like a little girl. Here's the thing. D-Tay was over at the house one day, and this damn...
You said after the radio show that a couple weeks ago, right?
Where he came over and we're watching, we were watching an NBA game or something like that was on, right? And this damn DirecTV commercial comes on that has the guy that was Black Panther, or was he just in Black Panther?
He was a Black Panther.
He was a Black Panther, but he wasn't the lead Black Panther.
No, he was Eric Killmonger, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan is in this commercial, and some big, huge, rough and tough Goldberg that comes diving through, and D-Tay loses it. He unhinges, and I have the Contour TV, which has the 30-second replay, so he's hitting the replay over and over, and I'm just sitting there getting more and more annoyed because that commercial is not funny to
it's
me.
Hilarious.
But then D-Tay unhinges his jaw every time he hears that little damn yam. Every time I have been sitting on this these clips for 2 weeks. We didn't get to it when we were here last. We were gone last week.
Wait, so you had this the last time we recorded?
I had this sitting here the whole time.
Why didn't you play why did you play it that time?
Because we didn't get to it for some reason. I think we went off on another tangent.
I don't think there's anything to get to when you can just pull out a yeah.
I know, but
like you can just pull
I just did it right now because I'm a radio professional, but there is nothing funny about this damn commercial.
It's so good.
This little stupid and let me tell you guys now, disclaimer, DirecTV is not a sponsor of Fat Guy Radio Show. This is not a DirecTV spot. The commercial in itself, but it led us to the fact that I didn't realize that we went into a conversation about the bumps on Michael B. Jordan in the Negro Panther movie.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a full body suit. You were right. Those were all individually put on him.
Yeah, I told you.
I didn't realize. I thought it was like a bodysuit. Lip, you know what those bumps are that makes him like he went through a cheese grater?
No.
Thank you, Lip. Michael B. Jordan has his body, or the way that his body looks for when he was in the Negro Panther movie.
Well, so actually that's I forgot what tribe it is in Africa, but that's actually a thing that they do.
Yeah.
It's like when you like kill someone, like you're a warrior or something like that, or like different it's like a badge of honor. You slice a piece of your skin and it bumps up the way they have it healed and everything.
Yeah.
But he did it himself in the movie.
And it's individually. You can Google it. Michael B. Jordan was the Negro movie.
When you say individually, was that put on like cosmetically with makeup, or was that CGI?
No, it was all. They showed. I saw a picture of him online of him in the makeup trailer.
As
they were applying those bumps on him individually, I thought it was a bodysuit.
And then me and my friend were talking about his muscles in that were. Is that all him, or how much was that CGI?
That's all him.
And I told him, I was like, I think that's all him.
Yep.
Because he got beefed up for this movie role.
That is all him, 100% of him. And that's what prompted us to start in that conversation.
Yeah.
Because in the DirecTV commercial, he's not that big.
No. And that was shot before Black Panther, though.
It had to be.
Yeah. He still had that Kree body.
But D-Tate loves that damn little box blowing.
Oh, yeah. That thing is so hilarious.
Now, you know, I normally I'm behind normally anything that blows up a Cox Communications box, because Lord knows in my years, I have blown up plenty of Cox Communications boxes, some voluntarily, some involuntarily. Mm-hmm. But I have blown those boxes up, but none of them have ever sounded like this.
What do they sound like?
Damn, I'm good.
That's what it sounds like. You know, it sounds like, oh!
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's funny. The reason why that's so funny that, like, it was just dead right there after that is because we had, like, a whole pre-show conversation about whatever happened to Corey falling through the window.
There was a bit when we used to open up the show before we got the Jason VZ opener. Shout out to JV. Before we got all of those, you know, the proper openers back in the day, way, way back in the day, we used to open up the show with me falling through a glass roof into the studio, you know, and D-T brought that bit up and I totally forgot about it.
And we were unhinging our jaws about it. We were reenacting it. It was hilarious. So when he did it actually on the show, me and Liv just knew that he was looking for the laugh again.
I'm always looking for the laugh. It was Little D that even pointed out to me when he sent me a text message and he said, hey, man, you be dropping some funny lines on the show and D-T and Philippians never laugh.
Exactly. That's my job.
No, your job is to laugh.
No, my job is to make you unhinge your jaw and not laugh at your jokes. Because you'll be sneaking the one-liners in, and you'll be doing like a repeat that I find hilarious. When you repeat something that we said that's hilarious, and you say it, and you add like an extra little twing on the end,
uh-huh.
I think those are hilarious, especially on the playbacks. I'd be cracking up, but I can't give you the satisfaction.
You've got to give me the satisfaction.
I can't give you the satisfaction.
If you're not laughing, nobody else is laughing.
Oh, they're laughing because they think it's funny that I don't give you the satisfaction.
Stop. Say giggle like a little girl.
Ah, no, I don't.
Yes, you did. You just giggled.
I won't giggle anymore.
You are going to giggle.
No,
there ain't no way that...
No.
Look at him trying to say. He likes that stupid yeah.
It's so funny.
There is nothing funny yeah. about that.
It's so hilarious.
It's so, I don't know why I have that.
Oh. I'm going to pee my pants.
No one else believes that that is funny, dude. You're the only one.
No, no. Lady K thinks it's funny.
Lady K just said off to Twitter, she is going to, Lady K, he might actually like that.
What?
She's going to punish you. I didn't even say in what way, but trust me, once you're done punishing him, Lady K, all he'll have to say to you is,
oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Sound like the Justin Guarini.
It does. Oh, like the Dr. Like, Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sweet taste of Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Yeah, that was really good.
That's Justin. Do you know? Do you realize that? Have you seen those commercials?
Yes.
That's Justin Guarino, who was from American Idol season one. Who was runner up to Kelly Clarkson. That little purple haired character in the Dr. Pepper commercials is Justin Guarino.
I had no idea until you pointed that out. Yeah. And then I looked it up and I looked at him and I was like, oh, snap. So this is where he went to from Justin to Kelly.
It's the sweet one. It's the sweet one diving into your pillows.
Yes, it's now that is more funny.
No, it's not.
Maybe that's him doing that too. I don't know.
It's probably
what I just did.
I did.
You said it earlier, and I just repeated it now. So when you listen to the playback,
you got to put a twang on it.
I did put a twang on it.
No, you didn't.
What was my twang?
You got to add something to it.
I did.
You just repeated it.
I did.
What did you add to it? Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
I hate you three times over. But yeah, that's Justin Garguino. That's Justin Garguino from American Idol season one.
Off the Facebook. Big Bro Hutch says, now that's the sweet one. Dr. Pepper commercials is the one I can't stand.
Now, after a couple of commercials, especially if you're watching a movie, and it comes on three or four times back to back, it does get annoying.
I can't stand it at all because his voice is annoying. I think that's why he was runner up, because the boy can't sing.
He actually, you're right. He doesn't have, compared to Kelly Clarkson, who is now on The Voice.
Right. Let's just take a moment right now to like look at their careers. First and second. First goes on to sell multi-million albums.
Yes.
And now is a voice judge on The Voice.
Uh-huh.
Runner-up is doing B-rate Dr. Pepper films or commercials as a undersized midget.
He
looks like a gremlin.
He's a watered down prince.
See, yeah.
Character of that.
Yes, he really is.
Back to back, they do get annoying. I agree with Big Bro Hutch off the Facebook.
No, alone, they get annoying.
No, what gets annoying is that DirecTV commercial.
No, that's hilarious.
That gets annoying.
I think what makes it even more funny is the fact that Michael B is so calm and Goldberg looks so like distraught, like
panic that the whole room is about.
Shouldn't we run? No, they don't.
It just explodes in a little high pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just so, I hate black people that are cool.
He is really cool.
He's just way too cool.
And he watches Naruto.
Jesus.
Mm.
Where are we at, Lip? Are we up on a break or can I get into something?
You can get into something.
2 minutes.
We got 2 minutes. Okay. I won't get into it because we have to, I'll get into this real quick. Just really quick. You know, we have a lot of people that get their identity stolen. I've come up with the Fat Guy Radio Show way of not getting your ID stolen.
Mm.
Have bad credit. if they can't get no credit off your social security number,
yeah,
you're safe.
But the thing about that is like, the Geico Triangle commercial.
No, I was laughing at what I said.
Because that wasn't funny.
I hate you. It's a comedy, show nobody laughs on.
Have you ever been to a comedy show in real life? There's dead jokes all the time.
I know.
Your jokes don't land. Mine and Philippia's are hilarious. See, Philippia's is funny with comedic timing. I'm funny just with my sultry voice and the delivery. You're just not funny.
Lip has the comedic timing of a broken watch.
and it's right 2 times a day. And he gets major laughs for me right
2 times a day, 2 times a show. And your sultry tones are not funny because no one can understand them half the time when you're be squeeping them.
Hey, when I be squeeping, I'll be squeeping, I'll be squeeping again.
I'll be squeeping again.
Multi-million-dollar song right there. Put that on a Dr. Pepper commercial.
I can make Lip laugh. I can make you laugh with the yeah, and I can make Lip laugh with fart jokes.
I really fart.
Thank you, Lip.
Comedic genius, Lip. Comedic genius.
He is
right there.
Fat is funny. Skinny and Mexican is not funny.
Fat is sad.
Fat is funny, bro.
Fat is sad.
Fat is depressed.
Fat is-
you know what would make it funnier? Is if you actually fell through the window.
We closed off all the windows in this room.
That's why it's so damn hot in here.
Right? You fall down a window. You fall out the window. I'm dying.
I just fall. Fat is funny. Fat is funny when it falls.
Fat is funny when it falls in slow motion because the jiggles and the rolls, they just never stop. It's like watching you poke a waterbed.
So if I fall for you after the show, will you actually allow me to embrace you?
Maybe.
Oh, well, hey, that means I have a chance.
Exactly.
All right, Fat's funny, Skinny's out, and DT's deep voice is sultry. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to step back for a quick break right here. On the other side of this break, it is trailer talk, right, Lip? Are we doing trailer talk?
Yeah.
All right, trailer talk on the other side of this break. Remember, you miss a little, you miss a lot. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. Hey, Rob.
Kid in the world, and I love everyone.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing in here?
Grandma Clump, get out. I'm recording a promo.
I'm supposed to be doing a promo for Afterburn, you little sh**.
Hey, Grandma, how about you remove your teeth and kiss my
you smart mouth little you.
You and the hearse that drove you here. Now get out.
Young pain.
I'm 18, you old saggy bald wig wearing.
You know what? I like you. You got fat.
This does sound like an Afterburn show you'd hear by subscribing at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.
Mm-hmm, it sure does. And it's only $3 a month to subscribe. Now, I know your ass better not have a subscription, young man.
You better not have a driver's license, you blind old bat.
I know you ain't about to be raising your voice with me right now, old lady.
I'm going to have to kick your teeth
your
in if you
back.
Had any more
come
left.
On.
I'm
going to
flick you in your gum and
walk
pull the hair out your ears. I'm going to bury you in the ground 6 feet where you belong 10 years ago. Try me. The Lord waiting for you up there.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Wow. That was my baby boy.
That was good.
That was my baby boy. Oh, he was with me all of this spring break, so of course, you know, even though DT and Philippius were ignoring our friendship, or DT was ignoring our friendship.
I was making sure you had the proper time with your son.
I didn't want to impede. Because, you know, if I would have came over at any time.
That's all he wanted the whole time he was with me was for you to come over. And when we went to the movies, he was like, let's invite DT. When we went to the park, it was like, let's invite DT. When we walked up to that Mexican food place for the first time that was built a couple of blocks away from my house, when we walked up the street to that, he was like, let's invite DT. When I went to wash dishes, he was like, let's invite DT.
Hey, the kid know what he wants.
Lady K off the Twitter loves that spot. Thank you, Lady K. And no, my baby boy did not say all those cuss words allegedly. Him and Grandma Clump. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. We have a special mention right here. Many of you know our show app is only on the Apple platform. Well, there's a new way to get our show and all your favorite podcasts. We're talking about PlayApod at TM Soft. Bye. TM Soft. Available for Android and iOS, PlayApod is the best way to listen to any podcast. PlayApod allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Created by my good pal Todd Moore, he knows that podcasts are the future, and he knows that getting you that content in a quick, easy, and user-friendly way is the best way to go. Todd Moore and the TM Soft team are leading the charge in revolutionizing the podcast app world with PlayApod. It offers cross-platform syncing, which means any device that you have PlayApod installed on If you start the show on one device and switch to another device, you'll pick up exactly where you left off on the same show you were listening to. Get PlayAPod today at PlayAPod.com or search PlayAPod, PlayAPod, in the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's also being featured in the Google Play Store at this time. PlayAPod by TM Soft. Download it for free and download it today. All right, welcome back to the show, Shoddy Water Woe. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. If you're just joining us on the live stream, that's our executive producer over there, Philippius.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sadat.
Who I did, in fact, make giggle like a little girl.
No, you didn't.
I did. You giggled.
Okay.
When you go and listen back, oh, he's defeated. All right, everybody. And Michelle Escalante chiming in off of, okay, why is everybody getting into the live stream at 8? Did we miss the daylight savings time change?
Yeah, probably. We Mountain Standard Time, so we still doing our same thing.
Yeah, we're all at 7. Everybody jumped in at 8.
They must think they're the 8 to 7.
I guess so. I don't know. I just looked up and the Facebook just lit up, and I guess, hey, we're immediately, oh, we're an hour closer to when Big O and Dukes ends.
Oh.
And before, we came right on the heels of Big O and Dukes.
Oh.
And then I think we are now actually impeding upon Will and Grace for Mr. Amato.
Jim Amato.
All right, so he's chiming in with us on Facebook. But you know who's always Sprang there?
Right.
Our number one girl is always in the house, Lady K. We could be doing this show from my bathroom at 2 a.m. in the morning, and Lady K would be there.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
She'd probably be there in person as well. All right. It is time for the segment that is
hold up. Let me get ready.
Sweeping the nation.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready, Lip?
Yep.
It's time for Trailer talk, yeah. You went early.
You did. You went late.
I was up top.
Trailers we'll see. It's time for trailer talk.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers because the trailers are free. Today's featured trailer is Blockers. Blockers.
Blockers.
Blockers. I didn't get to it. Doggone it.
You weren't ready.
I wasn't ready. Blockers starring John Cena and Leslie Mann. Julia, Kyla, and Sam are three high school seniors who make a pact to lose their virginity on prom night. Lisa, Michelle, and Hunter are three overprotective parents who flip out when they find out about their daughter's plans. They soon join forces for a wild and chaotic quest to stop the girls from sealing the deal, no matter what the cost. Directed by Kay Cannon, in theaters, April 6, 2018. Lip, let's go with you. What did you think about Blockers?
I'll wait for Netflix to see this one.
Yeah. So you have no interest in seeing this movie in the theater?
Not too much.
No?
No. But my wife probably will drag me to the theater to see it, though.
It does kind of err a little bit on the chick flick side. A little bit on the chick flick, especially, really? I would say so, because it's like you've got the sultry, pretty boy John Cena. Don't the girls flip for Cena?
But not like this has no inkling of a chick flick to me. No remnants.
No?
This to me has the remnants of like Neighbors with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
Okay, I could see that.
Meets like Beer Fest, meets like The Hangover. The two when they're in Thailand meets the Falkers. Like, that wasn't a drop.
I know.
Okay.
I can see. So
I even had to put like an extra like the twang
ock
on it.
You had to put the ock on it.
Yeah, just so we know that it's not a drop.
Yuck.
Yeah. But I'm not even waiting for Netflix, bro.
He's maxing out over there, baby boy. Watch the level.
I'm not even waiting for Netflix. I will literally wait till this goes on public television.
Oh, wow.
TNT.
Whoa. The Movie Picks channel.
Right? Epic.
Wow, really?
I am waiting for this to hit that level of like Dark Knight Rises.
Where it's on every Thursday?
Every other week it's on. when that happens, you know what? Skip that. I will wait till this hit Telemundo.
Oh,
I will watch this in Spanish.
Telemundo Escalando. That's what Lips Girl's going to watch it too.
I don't know. The previews did not seem funny to me.
Yeah.
It seems like the same jokes are being used over and over again. It just wasn't appealing to me.
Okay.
Maybe if I was young, white, and a girl who wanted to lose my virginity on prom night, I might be interested in this movie. Or maybe if I was a dad who's overprotective, I might want to watch this movie.
Okay.
But because I am a young black man who just saw Black Panther, and Queen Latifah's fat again, I don't want to see this movie.
Oh, sorry. No Queen Latifah jokes this week.
Why?
She lost her mom.
You know what?
You are really unplugged.
I am really unplugged, and I feel super bad, and I just finished Living Single this week.
Oh, yeah.
So, I finished her whole series. And then I read an article about why that show got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But he missed the article about it, her mom.
Yeah, but no.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, because her mom is not living single. She dance single. Here's the thing. No jokes. I apologize.
Wow.
Where's my Uber?
Wow.
Here it is. Here's my take on this Blockers movie. Is it me, or do you guys also see that John Cena is slowly trying to become what The Rock is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what Mark Wahlberg is.
No, The Rock. Michael Mara, many, many years ago, predicted that The Rock would be a huge action movie star. And he is. And The Rock has, of course, dabbled into the comedy when he was not locking the little nigglet in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you not see John Cena? When I looked at this trailer, it seemed as if John Cena is trying to put his toe in the same steps as The Rock.
No, I don't see that. And this is why. Because John Cena had a few, I want to say maybe two or three action films. Okay. Where The Rock has had a slew of great action movies. And yet The Rock dabbled in comedy, but he always goes back to little actions.
He does go back to action.
John Cena didn't really hit the mark with the action film. People didn't really take him seriously like that. And now if you look at every movie that John Cena's been in since his last action, all comedies.
And see, okay.
And he's going with a whole comedic.
And
He's funnier. He's pretty funny in his movies. I mean, he did the one movie where he's selling drugs and it was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't see John Cena ever being able to reach The Rock status.
No.
But when I saw this trailer, that was the first thing that popped into my mind. Is he chasing The Rock's
I feel he's
career?
More, I feel like he's more trying to be like a Mark Wahlberg.
I don't see that either.
Well, because Mark Wahlberg is doing all the comedic stuff too. Mark Wahlberg has Shooter and a bunch of great action films. But
true.
Then he just started doing a bunch of comedies.
Right.
And since then, I've only seen Mark Wahlberg in comedies, and I see John Cena following that same suit.
Now, there is a commonality amongst all of our reviews of this trailer. I found it, of course, extremely cheesy, slapsticky, and clearly predictable, and will be straight to DVD in 2 weeks after coming out. I don't see this having any staying power.
No, I don't even think
so. Two weeks, it's straight to DVD or streaming.
No, it's going to be 2 weeks in theaters.
2 weeks in theaters, straight to DVD.
And it's going to be 3.5 months before it hits DVD. Because The Greatest Showman's already out on DVD, and it already spent 7 weeks in theaters.
And I want to see that. I only want to see that because of that fat chick.
Bro, it's out digitally. It's out digitally.
Yeah, because I went through Amazon Instant Video because it's available there, but the pre-order was too expensive. So I'm waiting for it to go full digital so I can just pay for the rental. Oh. I don't want to buy it. It was $21.
April 10th.
$21 to buy it. And I'm like, you know what? This isn't a movie that I want to own.
Oh, no. You want to own that movie.
Really?
Yeah, it is that good.
I might should have pre-ordered it then.
You remember Ex Machina? Remember?
Yes, I do.
Better than Ex Machina in my opinion.
Shut your mouth.
I will watch this multiple times over Ex Machina.
You love
musicals.
I do love
and
musicals.
It's a musical.
I mean, the other day I was watching Little Shop of Horrors once again.
I'm telling you, this is your movie.
And I actually the soundtrack to The Greatest Show is on Amazon Music because I'm a Prime member. I get it for free.
Have you listened to it?
I have listened to that song. She did it better at the Grammys than the recording.
Well, because it's a lot more is a lot more
her heart.
Not, yeah,
it was a lot more passion in her Grammy performance than it is in her recording.
Because in the recording, it's a studio version made to be played over in the movie.
Yeah,
she did. So like, you have to make it sound clean, not too much emotion and stuff. But right. In the live performance, you just put your whole heart out there,
and that just shows how much we're excited about Blockers, because we started talking about the greatest show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lip, how many not fat funny guys do you give Blockers?
Zero.
Zero fat funny guys. Wow. Dite, how many not fat funny guys with a side of yeah do you give Blockers?
None.
I also give it a half a fat guy. Only because
what is that, a Philippius?
That's yeah. No, Philippius is a third of a fat guy.
Oh, okay. I don't think I'm a third of a fat guy.
Lip is a fat guy's toe.
I gotta find Rufus. I need him to get the scale in here again, because I want to know, because I've been putting in major work and I want to know if I'm gaining, am I losing? Like, what am I doing?
I probably dropped weight already.
Oh, I hate Lip, you. You were already like 133 last time.
Did you take a poop again?
Yeah.
Stop pooping.
No, you were like 132, because I remember I was like 172, and you were like, I was like, dang, you are literally 40 pounds lighter than me.
You really are.
That was crazy to me.
I'm sorry.
I was probably wearing jeans, too.
You were.
Your jeans weigh that much, Lip?
2.5 pounds.
With all the stuff in it, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Trailer Talk. We're supposed to play this again. Oh. Sorry. It doesn't matter. All right, we screwed that up.
Yeah.
Wrong one. All right. All right. Well, the wheels are falling off the bus now. I don't know what's happening over here. I'm trying to get to the commercials and I can't get to the commercials. Hey, I found this though. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with Instagram follower post of the week. And we'll end the show with, do you or do you not believe in fate?
Mm.
Ooh, teaser, teaser. We're making it everything on the show notes tonight. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Only because I'm the nicest kid in the world and I love everyone.
Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing in here?
Grandma Clump, get out. I'm recording a promo.
I'm supposed to be doing a promo for Afterburn, you little sh**.
Hey, Grandma, how about you remove your teeth and kiss my
you smart mouth, little you.
You and the hearse that drove you here. Now get out.
Young pain.
I'm 18, you old saggy bald wig wearing.
You know what? I like you. You got fat.
This does sound like an Afterburn show you'd hear by subscribing at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
Mm-hmm, it sure does. And it's only $3 a month to subscribe. Now, I know your ass bet not have a subscription, young man.
You bet not have a driver's license, you blind old bat.
I know you ain't
about to be raising your voice with me right
mine.
Now, old lady.
You
I'm going to have to kick your teeth in if
back.
You had any more
come
left.
On.
I'm going to flick
on
you in your gum and
you
pull the hair out your ears. I'm going to bury you in the ground 6 feet where you belong 10 years ago. Try me. The Lord waiting for you.
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
They wanted to hear it again, so we played the commercial again. Sorry, Lip. Lip was freaking out on me. We played that one. Like, they wanted to hear it again. Lady K wanted to hear it again. Okay, really, I just wanted to hear it again.
Just send it to her.
I wanted to hear it again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Lip is mean mugging me. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6 through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm telling you folks that I vape exclusively with Halo 6. This is a bad example because I'm running out of e-liquid. But I love my Halo 6 Triton Tank 2 system. It's perfect. I've talked to so many people about e-cigs. I'm telling you now, I'm watching the same commercials you're watching. I'm seeing the infomercials about this new company that is out there. I'm here to tell you everything they're saying is not true. It's not accurate. They're overselling you the stuff, folks. You want a company that is actually going to be behind their product, that is going to give you that customer service, that is going to give you American-made and American-built and American-designed products. You want to go with Halo 6. Don't fall for the flashy TV commercials. Don't fall for them. Just like you don't fall for the paper ads when you walk into your local gas stations or convenience stores. Halo 6, quality, robust electronic cigarettes for everyone. There is something for everyone. And the e-liquids, there is no other e-cig company that will ever be able to match the quality of the e-liquids of Halo 6. And I'm not telling you this because they told me to tell you this. I'm telling you this because I live it. Don't believe me? Give them a try yourself by clicking the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo 6, I am vaping, baby. Give it to Lady K tonight, D-Tay.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show.
That was good.
You know I was going to go for good. It.
I had no idea.
No, you didn't know?
I didn't know that was coming.
You used to see me over here scrolling through it. All right, enough of that. Show's probably, Lip's probably going to title the show, yeah. All right, we're moving on to the segment that everybody loves so much because you guys follow us on Instagram. It's really easy to be selected as one of the Instagram follower posts of the week. All you got to do is just simply follow us on Instagram. And then when you're following us on Instagram, I want you to remind me on where the hell the Instagram opening music is.
Bad three.
Three?
I think it's further back.
It's five. It's not three. It's not.
If it's not five, it's eight.
It's not eight. Eight the commercials.
Oh, well, then it's seven.
Lip. Oh, it's five.
I told you, if it's not three, it's five.
Lip said five.
No, I said five. He said further back.
Oh, well, it was further back. It is time for the segment that is Be Squeeping the Nation. Instagram follow.
Yeah, it's a sweet one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Instagram follower post of the week comes from follower Freddie LeBron at Freddie_LeBron. I'm not sure, who posted a picture revealing the secrets of the reality of every IT department at every company. They refer to these four books. Reading before clicking for dummies. Trying stuff until it works for dummies. Googling your problem for dummies. And the patented turning it off, then back on for dummies. Mm-hmm. How many times have you called an IT department and they told you, hey, just reboot it?
That's my go-to.
Just reboot. I mean, these people in IT are making six figures to tell you to reboot your computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now Freddie has revealed that they don't even know. They're reading it all from these four books. And when I saw that on the Instagram, I found that pretty funny. Ha ha waka waka.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
For dummies. Hey, Google it for
problems for dummies.
Google it for dummies. Hey, we needed that tonight when we were dealing with Ustream.
Right.
Oh. Mm. She wasn't ready. And that has been your Instagram follower post of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. So Ustream boned us.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't going to get to it, and B2B Radio Network didn't want me to get to it, but they're going to do fire us probably. Here's the thing. FatGuyRadioShow.com/live is where we have our Ustream feed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over the break, when we were on last week, Ustream decided that they were bought out by IBM earlier this year or middle part of last year, and they have, this is going to be really nerdy and techie for all of you, so bear with me. They basically changed their codec, and the producer software that we bought from Ustream many, many years ago for an exorbitant amount of money is now rendered completely useless. It's the software that gives us all the graphics and the transitions and all that other waka waka waka. Well, Ustream with IBM decided to say, you know what, we're not going to use that anymore. You're going to have to, if you want to use Ustream, you're going to have to use this new software created by Wirecast. Well, the exorbitant amount of money that we spent on the Ustream producer software, the Wirecast, is 8 times that amount.
Ooh.
And we're not in the position to do it. So, and the network is not in the position to do it. So we have one or two options in front of us here. Three options, actually. One, we never stream live on Ustream ever again, which will affect some of our live viewers because there was a larger contingency of people that watched the show on our website than on Facebook. Secondly, we can start a GoFundMe page to raise the funds to buy the Wirecast process, but it's not just going to be a Wirecast software purchase. We're going to have to pretty much rebuild that entire computer that we have to run this because the Wirecast process is a lot more demanding than the Ustream software. Or three, we just throw it all in and just stick with Facebook as long as Facebook has us. Or no, the third option would have been me pay for it all.
I
think I'm going with third option.
No, you're not. No.
Pick number three, my lord.
No.
Pick number three.
No.
All you got to do is sell one of your cars.
We're going to have to do. I got a kid that's getting ready to go into college.
And I'm sure half that car money go to college.
Yeah.
I am not. No. Ustream boned us. This is not my fault. I remember when I spent money on those useless monitors that you guys hate.
We don't hate them. We
you
still
hate them.
I just wish they were bigger. That's all.
They're too small.
So we're not on Ustream anymore. We won't be back anytime in the near future.
Big Bro Hutch says pick number three.
Huh?
Big Bro Hutch says pick number three.
Big Bro Hutch, pinch it. No. Everybody want... What? No. I'm not buying this software, and it's just not the software. We got to rebuild a whole computer. That computer that's running our Ustream right now is, you guys will get this reference, is a Pony Boy special. We had that computer built. You guys laughed at that, but you have no clue who Pony Boy is.
It's just funny.
I know who Pony Boy is.
Who's Pony Boy?
He's that dude who rebuilt the computer. I remember you telling me about him.
No, it's not. Pony Boy.
Jim
Amato, help me here. Pony Boy is also who?
Is also a character from The Outsiders.
No.
State Golden Pony
he
Boy.
Is the he is the executive producer of The Michael Mara Show, and he has built all of the computers that The Michael Mara Show runs on.
Oh.
That's why I said it's a Pony Boy special. The guy that actually built that computer that's under our council right now is not named Pony Boy, but his name just started with a P.
Ooh. I don't want to guess it.
No, don't guess it because he told us to never, ever actually say that when we had that computer built 3 years ago. So that's why we're not on there. But that's not what we're here for, folks.
Yes, we're here for
goats.
Ooh,
do you believe in
chickens?
Do you believe in fate?
Only when you sacrifice the goat.
Direct from Japan. Yes, Amato. Direct. Do you believe only when you?
We're rendering down.
Do you believe in fate, Lip?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, fate is like there's just some cosmic, organism that has already outlined what's going to happen, and we're just moving through that time. We're just moving through time, coming across things that have already been laid out to happen. That's what fate is. Got a little deep there. I apologize. I want this to be lighthearted at the end of the show.
Yeah, no.
I
believe in a thing of
called love.
Not so much fate, but it feels like fate. Because I believe in whatever you think about, both like consciously and subconsciously, your mind's gonna gravitate you in a direction to make those whatever you dream about come true.
Okay. And when I think
ahead. And that's not fate. It's not so much as fate, but it seems like fate because sometimes subconsciously we have these thoughts that like we think about that we don't even know we're thinking about, and then they come to fruition.
Okay, see, you are on level 10 with fate. I'm on level 2 with fate.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm talking about. When I can't make a decision on something,
yeah,
I flip a coin. And the fate of that coin is what I go by. Meaning that I, in a way, am believing that the way that coin is going to land is what should have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about when it comes to faith.
Subconsciously, you want that coin to land a certain way. So you don't even know.
No.
You don't even know that your thumb is flicking the coin at the slightest of angles to give you the probable outcome that you didn't even know that you really wanted.
See, that's the thing, though. When I can't make a decision on something, literally, when my I don't flip a coin for everything, but when my mind is literally torn, should I or shouldn't I, and I have viable reasons to why I shouldn't and viable reasons as to why I should, and I cannot come to a conclusion, I leave it up to a coin. I don't flip that coin with any pre-bias or pre-notional thought of how I want that coin to land.
Low-key, you do.
Because if I did, then I would go against it. But every time I have flipped a coin in any decision, I have always stuck with the outcome of the coin.
Yeah, and you're supposed to, because you left it up to fate.
Fate!
But that's what you want. It's like playing chess against yourself. Whether you start off with the white or the black, you already know what side you want to win, so you are always playing into the other color hand. So if you're playing chess with yourself, and you move the white pawn two up, and you move the black pawn one, and you move the white pawn knowing if you move it up one more, black pawn gonna take white pawn right then and there, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna take this because I want black to win.
No, that's manipulating fate. That's not where I'm coming from. Okay, let's pull the curtain back.
Okay.
Let's pull the curtain back. A couple of months ago, DJ just grimaced. A couple of months ago,
I know exactly where we're going.
When Lip had a family emergency,
yeah,
we had two viable arguments as to why we should do a show. Just me and you,
yeah.
And why we shouldn't do a show, just me and you. And honestly, we'll reveal it now.
Yeah.
We left it up to a coin toss.
We did.
And we went with whatever the outcome of the coin. And fortunately for Lady K, it was in her favor.
Yeah.
We did a show.
Unfortunately for me.
It was a rough one, but we went through the show. That's the type of scenario fate that I'm talking about.
Okay.
When there are two actual full viable reasons for either argument, and you can't not that I want to say, hey, well, you know, I kind of really want to do this. No, never in those situations, because then I follow my gut.
See, and that's what I do. Like, there's some days where I wake up and I'm like, hey, do I want to eat an extra large pizza by myself or do I want to go to the gym? And I let fate decide.
No, that's and not I, what it is.
And I pick up my phone and I hit the Domino's app. And if my card goes through, I get the pizza. If it doesn't, fate decided to take your fat butt to the gym. And I'm like, okay, got it, fate. I hear you knocking. I hear you clucking, big chicken.
Okay.
I'm on my way to the gym. The car got declined.
That's not fate. No, like when I go to the grocery store, I always walk into the grocery store and there's the cake display.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, I know that one reason for me getting the cake is because I want it.
I have two cakes right now.
And the other reason not getting the cake is because I'm fat and I'm a tank ass. Those are two viable reasons. Because I can't make up my mind to say, yes, I want the cake or no, I don't want the cake, I will flip a coin. And whatever the coin flips up is what I follow. And I kid you not, 9 out of 10 mother effing times, the coin says no.
Okay. Well,
that's
like,
what I do in fate.
See, I do fate similar way. Like every morning when I wake up, I'm like, do I want to go to work today? Do I not want to go to work today? And I hop in my car like if I'm going to work. If I get a flat tire on my way to work, that's fate saying, don't work today. But if I make it to work, then that's fate saying, you need to go to work. Because there's viable option for both. One, I need the money. I need to survive. I need to live.
No.
Two, I need to sleep. And that's a viable option because there's a lot of things I need to be dreaming about that I could be doing. And so, like, 9 times out of 10, I make it to work on time. But there are some times where my tire catches a flat on the way to work. Not coming home from work.
No.
But on the way to work.
Yes.
Sometimes when I get a flat going home.
My
last lady telling me, like, hey, you shouldn't be home right now. Your roommates are having sex. I don't know. I don't know. But God got my back.
That's not fate.
That's fate.
That's not
fate. That's fate.
Hey, that's chance. And anytime you get into your car, that's taking a chance. Oh, my God. Do you or do you not believe in fate? Let us know. Chime in on Facebook or Twitter this week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that we have for you tonight. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Everything you need with 2-day free shipping, prime shipping. Click the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Mr. Fate himself, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude? That's Fate.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what's it all about? Simply look them straight in the face and say, fat's not funny.
Yeah.
Fat's depressing.
They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Boom.